Read the text carefully and be prepared to answer the question. Directness. People from more discreet cultures may be uneasy with American directness. In the USA, your neighbor will tell you straight away if he thinks that your peach tree is growing into his garden. He will not talk around the subject and hope that you understand. A manager who thinks that you are doing something wrong will tell you about it. If you declare that Los Angeles is the capital of the United States, someone will be quick to set you right. It's Washington, D.C. But this directness can be softened by language. You can always say what you want politely without overdoing it by repeatedly saying please and thank you. For example, saying, "Would you mind lending me your pen?" instead of, "I want to borrow your pen." "Maybe you should give the others a chance," says a teacher to an outspoken student. "And I think you should try that again," to someone who added 4 and 3 and got 8. Chewing your words carefully shows consideration for the other person's feelings, but still gets your point across. "I'm not so sure about that," is a lot easier to accept than, "No, you are wrong."